we mentioned last week that the Ramban characterizes the Yemei Sfiras HaOmer as days of Chol HaMoed, coming as they do between Pesach and Shavuos. We defined the Yontif as a Yontif of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. And I brought rayas from the Lashon of the Mechilta that both Pesach and Shavuos are referred to as days of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, when we accept the sovereignty of a Kodesh Baruch Hu upon ourselves. And we also mentioned that the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim implies very definite a commitment of avdus. A man accepts upon himself a melech, that means he makes a commitment to be an eved to that melech. In that connection, we mentioned a very basic yesod of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in Avdus. He says that the Iker Avoidus Hashem of a person in this world is when we do the Ratzon of Hashem, even if it goes against our personal inclinations and nature and desires. Not when we do things, even though they're mitzvahs, but something that's very easy because of our nature and so on. And I gave various examples. For some reason, I don't know why, but I was thinking after the Shmuas, I didn't give any examples of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. The examples I gave were Bein Odom L'Makom. But Mirtz Hashem will talk about that as well. One mitzvah comes to mind that the Mesilas Yesharim mentions. The Mesilas Yesharim speaks about the Aveira of Mosikom v'Mositor, not to bear a grudge and take revenge against someone who has hurt us or done wrong to us. But the Mesilas Yesharim says it's human nature to want to get back at somebody who has hurt us. And he says to take revenge is sweet as honey. That's the nature of a human being. But he says, what can we do? Gzeres HaMelechi. The Torah says, Losikom V'Lositor, we're stuck. That's an example of what Rabbi Yisrael is referring to. There are certain mitzvahs, and many times we are called upon to do the Ratzon of Hashem, where it goes so much against the natural feeling and instinct of a person, it requires a tremendous hisgabrus. And he says, and that's the eker place to serve Hashem. You have a person, some person can be very giving, and somebody asks him for a favor. It's a mitzvah the arisa to do somebody a chesed. It's two mitzvahs. Every time you do somebody a favor, as small as it may be, a person has two mitzvahs the arisa that he's mekayim, ahavta l'reicha kamocha, and alachta b'drocha. But on the other hand, if a person is a giving individual, he's a giving person, he likes to give of himself to other people. So he has the two mitzvahs. But Rishel Salanter says it's no comparison. You know, to use the example, no comparison to the same person who somebody's going to hurt him or insult him, and he's going to be called upon, and his natural feeling is good of a person as he is, but he's going to want to get even with that person. He's going to want to bear a grudge. He'll wait for a time when he can take revenge against him, and at least do to him what he did to him, what the person did to him. And then if a person is mezgaber and he doesn't bear a grudge and he doesn't take revenge, that is the Iker Avoidus Hashem, where a person exerts a self-discipline, an inner discipline, to do the Ratzon Hashem when it goes against his nature and what his particular desires may be at that time. And this evening, Bezrat Hashem, I wanted to share with you another gather of avdus that in a certain sense relates to what we said last week. It's reflected in Shmos when the Yidden were slaves to Paro and Mitzrayim. So we read towards the end of Shmos, Hanoksim Otsim Neymor Kamu Masechim Devar Yom Biyomo Kasher Biyosa Tevim. I don't want to have any excuses, even though you have to go and gather straw now during the same working day that you had before, but the number of bricks that have to be made is exactly the same. No excuses. I want you every day to do the amount of work. I want to see the finished amount of bricks that you had before when all the supplies with which you made your bricks were brought to you. Kamu Masechem Devar Yom Biyomo Kasher Biyosa Tevim. Just like when you had the tevin provided for you, you didn't have to go looking all over for the straw with which to make the bricks. You had to produce so many bricks a day. That's what I expect from you now, and no less, and no excuses. An eved, a characteristic of an eved, is that his time is not his own. He's not a boss over his own time. His time belongs to his master, and he has to do with the time what the master tells him to do with the time. He loses control, he loses a bias that every person likes to feel he has over his time. That's why I wanted to mention that in a certain sense, this second category of avdus, the awareness that our time is now owed to someone else, is a todah of this concept that we mentioned from Rebbe Yisrael Salanter. Because it also is not in consonance with human nature. A person likes to feel, I'm my own boss. I'll do what I want, when I want, and how I want. Don't tell me how to spend my time. Now I want to relax and read a book. Don't tell me now I got to go to the Beis Medrash to study. I'll go later. Now I want to take it easy. Every person has a natural desire to be boss over his own time. Avdus, an eved, is not a boss over his own time. The Yidden had to produce every day what the boss, the master, told them to produce, whether they liked it or not. Whether they had excuses, it's not fair, you're taking advantage of us. How can we do it? When you gave us the supply of Tevin, you expected so many bricks a day. How can you expect us to do the same thing today? It's taking us an hour and a half at least running all over, looking for the raw materials and putting them together. How can you expect the same thing? I'm not interested in your questions. You're my Eved. This is what you have to do. If not, you're going to pay the consequences. That's an Eved. So this is an inherent, an intrinsic facet of what it means to be an Eved. And it's interesting that this Hashkofe is reflected in the Mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer. The Shema Kadosh makes a very interesting point when he says that many halachas reflect Hashkofes. Many halachas reflect Hashkofes. As I recall, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, he brings down, I think, 15 different halachas about Kiya Shofar. And each of them reflect the Yesod of Tshuva. And tonight, interestingly, I'm going to mention several halachas of Sfiris HaOmer that reflect basic hashkofas in this area. First of all, the mitzvah itself of Sfiris HaOmer. The mitzvah is to count days, 49 days. And it's so interesting that from the second day of Pesach, we said Pesach is a yontov of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. From the second day of Pesach, when we accept upon ourselves Hashem as our Melech, immediately we start to count the days. We see that the Torah wants to impress upon our consciousness the awareness that you accepted upon yourself Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, when I freed you from slavery, that means that the days now are not yours, an effort. You're an effort. You know what it means to be an effort? The first thing is that your time is now not your own. You lose, you're no longer the boss. I'm the boss over your time, Devishtha now says. You become my effort. Now the days belong to me. I have to have a cheshbon. You have to, every day, at the end of the day, you have to come over to me and show me what you did with my day. Your day belongs to me. So it's so interesting that it's mamish taketh umiyad, immediately. After the first day of this yontif of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, the Torah immediately wants to impress upon us this awareness, this yisod, that you accepted Hashem as your king. Then you have to remember that your time now belongs to Him. The days aren't your own to do as you wish with them. You have to do every day according to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to give a Din Cheshbon. At the end of every day, we have to see how many bricks you produced that day. What did you do with the day? It's a new concept in life altogether that a man who is not an Eved doesn't have to be concerned about. That's why I say it's so contrary to the natural tendency of a person to want to be his own boss over his time that I say it's a todah of this yesod that we mentioned last week from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And listen how this is reflected in a Rabbeinu Yoina in Avos, by the way. At the end of the second parak of Avos, there's a Mishnah that's well familiar to us. Rabbi Tarfon says, Lo alecho hamalocho ligmor, ve'lo ato ben chorin lihibato mimenu. That on one hand, a person should not be overwhelmed by the magnitude, the breadth and depth of Shas. Understand? 2,000 blat Gemara that any sugi a person can spend months upon. Lo alecho malocho ligmor. The Eibishter is not demanding of us to do more than we can, to do our max, to try our best, to do the max. That's what he wants, and whatever we're able to accomplish, that's what he will accept from us, as long as we're trying to do our best. On the other hand, he goes on to say, Mo ato ben chorin lihibato mimenu. But don't think you're just a free agent to learn as you wish and do as you wish. You have a responsibility to roll up your sleeves and work. Listen what Rabbeinu Yoina says on that. Mo ato ben chorin libato mimenu. Mo tomar, don't say, Hoyo ve'eni chayev lig mores ha-malocha, since I, Devishtha, is not going to demand of me the impossible to finish and everything if I'm not able to do it. Mo etzer, ask me, I won't discipline myself. Elma b'choyom sho'achas, I'll learn an hour or two every day. It'll be ganz fine. What's wrong with that? He'll rationalize. Lo alecho amalocho ligmor, fine. I'll take it easy. I'll learn an hour or two a day and do the Eibishter a favor. Lo kein hadover. You're making a mistake, my friend. Ki eved konui ato alecho. You're an eved. The Eibishter took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the Ramban explains. So we should no longer be avodim to Paro, but we should be avodim to him. Eved konui ato alel. He took you out of avdus. He acquired you as an eved, that you should now belong to him. Lahagos bo yomon volaino, to learn Torah day and night. It's avdus. You're no longer a free agent. So on one hand, the master is not going to expect of his eved the impossible beyond what he can do. But on the other hand, what he can do, he expects of him. And you can't pat to yourself and say, I'll learn here an hour and there an hour and so on, and I'll be yotzei. You have to produce a whole day, a whole day's work. So that's why I'm pointing out that the etzem mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer itself reflects this hashkofe in Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim in Avdus. And now we'll take a few individual mitzvahs. The Sefer HaChinuch raises the question, when we count the Omer, why do we count the days that have passed? Why don't we count the days that are yet to come? Today, the 23rd day of the Omer. So we don't say that there's... He didn't say last night there's 27 days left to Shavuos. We said 23 days in the Omer. We always count the days that have passed. So he raises the question, why don't we count the days that are yet to come? So I wanted to suggest, based on what we're saying tonight, the answer that he gives is that since we're so anxious for Shavuos to come, as we spoke about Shabbos, that's also one of the Ashkofas inherent in the mitzvah spheres of Omer, is to develop within us and to express a cheshek that we have for Torah, the excitement and anticipation as we wait for the days of Shavuos. So therefore, we don't want to emphasize how long we have yet to wait. So we don't want to say 49 days to the Omer, 48 days, of the Omer, 47 days. It's a long time, so we start out 1, 2, 3, 4, not to emphasize what a long time it is yet to Shavuos. And once we start that way, so when we pass the midway, the halfway mark, we don't want to change the Seder, we don't want to change the format of the mitzvah that we already commenced for half of the time. That's what he says. I wanted to suggest another reason based on what we're saying tonight. The fact that we count the days that have passed helps to impress upon us the responsibility that we have, the accountability that we have to a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the time. Today is 23 days of the Omer. We count the days of the Omer. What do I have to show for these past 23 days? 23 days when I made a commitment at the Pesach time that Hashem is my melech. 23 days have gone by when I made a new commitment to be an eved of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When I have to be responsible for my day, what do I have to show for these past 23 days? So it impresses upon us the accountability that we have for the time. Also, it's mechazek us if we feel that we have fallen short from what we could have done. 23 days is a long time. Every day is 24 hours. 168 hours a week. It's over 3 weeks have gone by already. Close to 500 hours. What do I have to show? It impresses upon us that we're responsible for this time. And if I haven't, if I'm not satisfied with what I've done until now, I feel I could have done more, then let me start tomorrow when we count the next day, and let me see that the next 24 hours should be optimally used in avodas Hashem. So I believe that's also a hashkofa that we gain by counting the days that have passed, not the days yet to come. Helps to impress upon us our accountability, how we have to give a din and cheshbon for all this time that has already passed. And mechazek us in the future, obviously. The fact that once we miss a day, the halacha, that once we miss a day, we can't count anymore with a bracha, I believe teaches us, reflects two hashkofas. Number one, the Netziv mentions here in Parsha Shmos, on the pasuk that I read before. The Netziv says, the varyom biyomo. That's what they have to produce, the varyom biyomo. The Netziv says, if you don't produce, the Eved, who doesn't produce his full quota of bricks one day, cannot make it up the next day. But the next day he has a new quota. That's going to take the whole day long. A person can say, listen, I have to take off a Seder today, but tomorrow I'm going to make it up. How can you make it up tomorrow? Tomorrow there's a new Chiyuv of Talmud Torah for 3 storim a day. When are you going to make it up? Every hour of the day there's a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, unless there's a Ptur that you're potter from Talmud Torah. You can't make up yesterday's Chiyuv today. You had to produce 200 bricks today. You can't make it up tomorrow, because tomorrow there's another 200 bricks got to be produced. And no matter how hard you're going to work, you're not going to be able humanly to do more than that. So that's why if we miss a day, the day can't be made up. And that's reflected in the fact that you can't say the bracha anymore. I believe there's another hashkafa that also we can learn from this halacha. And that is that the essence of the Olam of Torah is a consistency. That's the essence of what it means to be mekabel the Olam of Torah. Every single day. That's the Olam of Torah that was placed upon us when we became bar mitzvah. If you miss a day, no longer do you say the bracha. Understand? It's a psul in the Olam of Torah, because the essence of Kabbalah's Olam of Torah is every day, to be consistent every day with one obligation to learn Torah. If you look in Pirkei Avos in the third parak on Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona's Mishnah, he says, Kol makabel Olam of O Torah, ma'vir mimenu o malchus v'o derech eretz. The Rambam defines there the Olam of Torah with two words. O Torah, he says, hasmodas hakriya. That's the old Torah, consistency of learning. A consistency of learning. Day in and day out, Seder in, Seder out, consistently you learn. So the fact that if we miss a day, that we can't count anymore with a bracha, that shows that there's a chesaron in the very essence of the Olam of Kabbalah HaTorah. Therefore we lose the bracha. On the other hand, there's a halacha that if you miss a day and you lose the bracha to teach us these hashkafas that we're mentioning now, you don't stop counting. You have to count and keep counting without a bracha. That we don't say the bracha is not ma'akev in the key of mitzvah, of any mitzvah, and certainly not in Sfiras HaOmer. So this teaches us that a person should never be miyuyish. A person shouldn't be miyuyish. A person does miss, a person doesn't work out, doesn't produce every day what he should in learning or in other areas of Avodas Hashem. We should never become discouraged. We should never become depressed and despondent. Tomorrow's a new day. I'm going to count the next day. So I missed yesterday. I can't turn the calendar back. It makes no difference. But I'm going to count again tomorrow. I will count a new day tomorrow. And I'll show the Eibishter that I'll produce for him in the new day, even though I missed today. No less important than the other Ashkofas, not to become miyuyish, not to become beatz, not to fall into atzfus, to be depressed and get demoralized. That's a terrible yetzahara. That's why we have to keep on counting, even without a bracha. The Rav says over many times in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that atzfus is not an aveira in the Torah. You can't find one of the Taryak mitzvahs that says don't be depressed. But the Baal Shem Tov said that atzfus can bring a person to such depths in ruchnius that no aveira can destroy a person as much as being depressed, as much as atzfus. The Gevaltik Vort, atzfus is not an aveira, but atzfus can bring a person to what the worst aveiras can bring a person to, such depths as atzfus can. So we have to keep on counting. This consistency in learning, which I mentioned, the Rambam in Avos defines the Olam of Torah that way. He refers to it also in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam speaks about the importance of learning Torah at night. And he says, Yizoher b'chol le'mosav. A man should be very mindful of every single night. Lo ya'abed afilu echot mehem. A person shouldn't lose even one night sleeping, eating, drinking, and chatting, but should spend it every night with learning Torah, not to lose one night from Limud Torah. So we see here again the emphasis upon consistency in learning Torah. That's the essence of the Olam of Kabbalah, the Kabbalah's Olam of Torah. I want to suggest another hashkafa from a different halacha. You know, we not only count the days, but we count the weeks. It's obvious. We understand that 25 days is 23 days, that it's 3 weeks and 2 days. What do we count the weeks for? We count the days. We're giving many reasons why we count days. I wanted to suggest that we count the weeks in order to impress upon us that in learning, just like 7 days add up to 1 week, and at the end of counting 7 days, we have a week. At the end of 14 days, we have 2 weeks. 21 days, we have 3 weeks. The same thing is true with learning Torah. If a person will learn Torah consistently, the cumulative effect of the learning is unbelievable. It's unbelievable how much a person can learn if he just learns consistently. Understand? If he learns every day, as little as it may be, the cumulative effect is amazing. It's pointed out if a person learns 2 mishnayos a day, in 5 years, 8 months, he finishes Shisha Sidre Mishnah. A person learns a Perek mishnayos a day, in a year and a half, he finishes Shisha Sidre Mishnah. It's brought out the Yesod V'Shorash Avodah mentions. A person learns a Perek of Tanakh a day, in 2 years, he finishes Nach. Except for Tillim and for the Nevi'im and for the Megillahs. There was an Adam Gadol in Yerushalayim of Reuven Benger, Zichrono Livracha. He finished Shas 101 times. One time he finished Shas, he made a very special Siyam. He invited many friends he had never invited before to a Siyam. So they asked him, what's so special? You know, after a man who finishes Shas 101 times, you know, so it's not exactly a surprising occurrence anymore. So they asked him, what's so special about this Siyam that the Rav is making now, that he invited, you know, so many close friends, we weren't invited previously. He said, this Siyam is very special to me. He says, he just made a Siyam on Shas that he learned with minutes that people don't count. Understand? Waiting for a bus, he was learning. He went to a bris, before the bris started, he was learning. All those minutes, you hear? All those minutes when people say, oh, it doesn't pay to open up a safe, I got it, 5 minutes, I'm going to be leaving anyway. All those minutes, he says, I used to learn. And he continues from where he left off. So I just finished Shas in minutes, here in minutes there. I remember an incident that happened. It's interesting how it comes into my mind now. It's in my mind's eye as if it would have happened last week. My daughter, should live and be well, our oldest, she was a little girl. She was a baby, maybe a year and a half old. The Rav was with us in Miami Beach, staying in our home, and we were getting ready to go someplace. And he asked me, check with the Rebbetzin when she'll be ready to leave the house. So I asked my wife, you know, she was dressing the baby. I asked my wife, I said, the Rav wants to know when we're going to leave the house. She says, it'll only take me another 5 minutes, the most. So I told the Rav, and I can't forget what happened. I tell him, he goes over to the Shas, he takes out a Shas, he sits down at the table and starts to learn with such a bren and such a calm as if I would have told him, Rebbe, I'm sorry, it's going to take another half hour to an hour. I told him, it's another few minutes, most 5 minutes. He sat down to learn as if I would have told him in an hour we're leaving. We bought the L'chaim L'chaim. That's what Rav Benger said. This Siyam is special because I learned it in minutes. And I just finished now Shas. The person learns consistently. It's amazing. It's amazing how the time is mitzareis. I wanted to say that's reflected in the halacha that we not only count the days, we count the weeks. To impress upon us that in learning everything is cumulative. The main thing is to learn consistently. I want to conclude with the Medrash that I mentioned last week. I wanted to be masber the Medrash, if you recall, with this Yesod of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The Medrash says, and the Pasuk that we have to count Sheva Shavosos Tamimos. Tmimos Tiyena, but the Medrash says Amosai hen tmimos. When are these weeks going to be tmimos? These man she Yisrael osin ritzono shomokom. So remember I said last week, according to Psil Solanta, the days, these 7 weeks are going to be tmimos if we're mechanech ourselves, if we train ourselves to do the Ratzon Hashem, even if it goes against our own Ratzon. That's what it means. Amosai hem tmimos, when will they be complete weeks? When we do the Ratzon Hashem. When we do the Ratzon Hashem, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, even if it goes against our natural desires and tendencies. And Alachas Kama V'Kama, is this true? That we'll be, that a week, the weeks will be tmimos. If we educate ourselves in these weeks to count every day, to impress upon us that our time belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we have to give a din and cheshbon of every day. We're responsible for every day that Hashem blesses us with life. And Eibishter should help us, Taka, have gewalt excited Ishmael during these days of the Omer, as we continue to be Mekayim the mitzvah spheres of Omer, that every day we should be mechazek ourselves in these hashkofes, a renewed commitment of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim and of Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.